Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin and May, and we are so honoured and delighted to be with you. It's been a few weeks that we have connected, so we are very, very happy to be back in Australia. I have been very blessed to be with Master Shah in Canada at an advanced retreat, and I've just been back in Sydney just for a few days. So I'm still in the process of adjusting, going from, we had a lot of snow in Canada, back to Sydney, which is very warm at this time. So I love the summer, I love the heat. So I'm very, very blessed. So wonderful. So May and I welcome you with all of our hearts and our souls. We welcome your pets. We wish you a beautiful 2017. We're already in February. The months go by very, very quickly. So today on our show, we will focus on the greatest love. We will focus on experiencing the power of the greatest love. So sometimes in our really busy lives, we can actually get more caught up in our minds, in what needs to get done, we're in a hurry, and we can actually begin to lose our connection with our hearts. And this week I actually had a session with a lady who has got a very, very busy life. Her husband's very busy. She's got a young daughter and she's got a beautiful dog. And she was sharing with me that it can be a great challenge to actually have the time to spend with a dog, to have that one-on-one time to take the dog for a walk and just feel the connection. And she actually had a lot of guilt around not being able to spend the time that she used to with her dog, and she loves her dog so much. So I know this is a case for many of us that our lives are so busy these days, there's always something to do, but it is always important that we stay connected with our hearts, and this doesn't need to take a long time, and we also keep that heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection with our beloved pets. So, our pets need our love. They're very devoted to us. They would do anything for us. But sometimes we just don't take that time just to, even just sit with them for a few minutes makes all the difference, because we have this belief in our mind that we don't have time to do that. We don't have time to walk them, or we don't have time to spend with them. But sometimes it is just a small change that we can make that will allow us to feel that deep connection with our pets again, and that they feel deeply connected and cared for by us. So I'm going to share a little practice today that you can do this practice every day with your beloved pet. It could be your dog, your cat, it could be your budgie, your fish, any type of animal that you have, just to build that heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection. Because I know for me, when I, a number of years ago, I had a beautiful cat, and if I was very busy and I wasn't able to be home very much, I had this guilt in my heart that I wasn't home for my cat. So the guilt doesn't help our beloved cat. The guilt doesn't help us. So we're going to do a practice today to transform any guilt that we have connected with not being there for our pets enough, and then to build that connection. Because when we are carrying guilt in our hearts, this is actually a blockage in our heart. So the guilt prevents us from making a deep connection. with our beloved pets, but also with every soul around us. So let us firstly, we'll do a practice to transform guilt, and then we'll do a simple little invocation to connect more deeply, heart to heart, soul to soul with our pets. So wonderful. So let us close our eyes. And for the body power, we always use the four power techniques. So the body power, we'll place one palm on our heart and the other palm on our lower abdomen. And if you have your beloved pet with you, wonderful. If your pet is out and about, just call the soul of your pet. So you can just say, dear the soul of my pet. And you can name your pet, I love you, Oni, appreciate you, please come. Please be part of this practice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So wonderful. So feel the connection with your heart. And how's your heart feeling at this time? Let us take a moment to connect in or ask ourselves, do you have guilt or do you experience guilt connected with your beloved pet? How much time you're able to spend with your pet, or do you feel guilty when you go out and you are not able to take your beloved dog, for example, or they're on their own? So whatever brings that feeling of guilt, because I think this is a very common human emotion that we can carry with us for not only this lifetime, but we may have been carrying this for many lifetimes. So let us say hello to our heart. So dear the soul, heart, mind and body of our heart, the senti jing of our heart, and our heart chakras, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. You have the power to transform any centering blockages, any blockages that are causing me to feel guilt at this time. Help yourself, heal yourself, transform any guilt to the greatest love and light. Do a good job. Thank you. Wonderful. So just feel the connection with your heart. I know that any blockage that we have in our heart prevents us from connecting heart to heart with any soul around us, including our pet. So it is a great benefit to do this practice. Wonderful. So now let us ask for forgiveness. One of the fastest ways for us to heal, rejuvenate and transform is by doing the forgiveness practice. So we ask for forgiveness because when we are experiencing guilt, we have caused others to experience guilt on some level. So we ask for forgiveness. So dear the divine, dear the Tao Source, dear countless spiritual mothers and fathers, heaven saints, animals, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you, we bow to you. We cannot thank you enough for everything that you do for each and every one of us and our pets in every moment. And we humbly and sincerely ask for forgiveness today for all of the mistakes, and we'll include our beloved pets, all the mistakes that we, our pets and our ancestors have made in all lifetimes, particularly the mistakes that we have made connected with guilt. We deeply apologize for any moment that we have caused others to feel guilty on any level. We deeply apologize. We deeply apologize for the blockages in our heart that have caused us to feel guilt
And we may have projected this on others. We may have hurt and harmed others because our hearts have been blocked. We deeply apologize that we have not been able to love unconditionally because of the guilt in our heart. And we offer unconditional forgiveness to any soul who has caused us to feel guilt on any level. We unconditionally forgive you. We unconditionally forgive any situation, any circumstance that has put this message of guilt into our heart. Any soul, any situation, we unconditionally forgive all souls unconditionally, and we ask for unconditional forgiveness. Let us join our hearts and souls together as one to transform any guilt in our hearts, to transform this to the greatest love, to unconditional love, so that we can feel more of heaven's love, so our hearts can be filled with the divine Tao Source love, and we can offer this love. In every moment, we can be living a life of love. So we move through our day with the love in our hearts, deeply connected with our hearts, so that we can offer more love to our beloved pets and all souls. We are deeply, deeply grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So dear the Divine, dear the Tao Source, the countless spiritual Muslim fathers, and dear the soul of the greatest love. Dear the soul of the highest love, we love you, please bless each one of us. Please bless us. Please us. To transform any guilt that we may experience in our heart to love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we invite all souls, invite all animals, join together as one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to trace this, and this will enhance. That's all. Let us change for pet heart. So let us begin. Greeted. Greatest love, love, greatest love. Open your heart more fully to all of blessings. Start with blessing to transform guilt for what is appropriate for each one of you, and to open your heart with whatever your pet needs at this time to help them to open their heart, even though our pets are very open hearts. Images in their hearts. The blessings are for everyone listening now, everyone listening in the future. Transform guilt and open the heart. Now, let us take a moment as the divine continues to bless our hearts, that our source continues to bless our hearts. Feel your heart opening. And let us connect with our pets. And if you don't have a pet at this time, this is perfect. You may know someone who has a pet. You can connect with them, or you can connect with one of your favorite animals. So we simply say, so we can say to our pet, dear the soul, heart, mind, and body of our beloved pet, and I will say may my dog, I love you. I really love you. I am so grateful for the blessings that you bring into my life. I cannot thank you enough. I'm so grateful for the joy, the fun, the laughter, the lightness you bring to my life. I'm so honored to be with you in this lifetime. I'm so happy to be one with you. I thank you for your loyalty. I thank you for your devotion, your obedience. How grateful you are, how loving you are. I cannot thank you enough. And I offer you my greatest love today. I apologize for any times that I have not been loving enough or have not devoted my attention to you. If I have not fully opened my heart and spend a little bit of time with you each day to connect heart to heart, soul to soul. I love you. I thank you. I honor you. I love you. I thank you. I honor you. Let us repeat this for a few minutes. I love you. Send your deepest love to your pet. I honor you and I thank you. I love you. I honor you and I thank you. I love you. I honor you and I thank you. I love you. I honor you and I thank you. I love you. I honor you. And I thank you. I love you. I honor you. And I thank you. And one of the things that we can do is we can communicate with our animal companions.
So this is one of the things that I teach, is the animal communication. So now that you feel the heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection, your heart is open, you're totally one with your pet, you can ask your pet, what is it that I can do this week for you? What is it that you would like us to do together? Or what is it that you need? So ask your pet, how can I serve you? How can I help you to be happier, healthier? What would you like to do together in the upcoming week? And just take a moment to listen to the message. You may see an image, you may have a knowing in your heart. And our beloved animal friends are very simple. So May, just to give you an example, May has shared with me that she would like to go to the beach. 3 times this week, she would like to run in the park every day and to have around about 30 minutes where we just spend time together. So our beloved animal companions do not ask a lot of us. So I'm very willing to devote 30 minutes to May per day and to take May to the beach, to take her to the park, because when we do this, I am actually much happier. I feel much healthier as well, and we have that bond. So even if you take 30 minutes a day to really bond with your beloved animal companion, whether it is your cat, your dog, your budgie, even your fish, it is so fulfilling. Whatever we give out is what we receive. The more we give to our beloved animal friends, the more they give back to us. They are giving to us all of the time. So feel the deep connection. And quite often our pets actually know what we need more than we know what we need. So when they ask to be taken for a walk, we are actually benefiting greatly from that walk, as they are. Taking a deep breath in, breathing in and breathing out. So you can also do a daily practice. So you could take 10 minutes, right, to just send love. I love you, I honor you, I thank you. Send your greatest love. You can ask the divine, the star source to bless your relationship with your pet. And then you can ask, like, take the time. You may not hear immediately what the message is from your pet. But in time, when you go into that stillness, you will feel more connected. You will begin to feel what your pet's feeling. They will tell you, they will share with you. They may communicate with you a lot once you open up those communication channels. So it is such an incredible honor. And recently I heard that by having a dog in your life, it actually, they did a study and they found that by having a dog, it can actually prolong your life by 10 years. So this is how much our beloved pets open our heart. And when our hearts are filled with love, it is so life-changing, actually. So wonderful. So let's take another deep breath in. Breathing in and breathing out. How's your heart
feeling now? Do you feel lighter in your heart? Do you feel like the guilt that you've been carrying maybe for a long time has been transformed to love? Just observe. You may still experience some guilt. You can do this practice over and over again. You can listen to this Blog Talk Radio over and over again, receive the blessing. It is very powerful. So know that guilt is a wasted emotion. So we can transform the guilt, and then we can open our hearts more fully to love and to serve our beloved animal companions, but also every soul that we meet. We can open our hearts much more. So we say, how, thank you. We thank beloved Master Shah for all of the wisdom and teachings that he shares. All of the teachings, the practices are all from Master Shah. So he empowers us to heal ourselves and also to heal our beloved animal companions. So we thank the Divine, the Tao Source, all of our spiritual Muslim fathers, the Heaven Saints, animals. May and I thank each and every one of you for joining today. We thank your beloved pets. We love you, love you, love you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. And we say gong song, gong song, gong song. So gong song means respectfully return. So love you, love you, love you, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we look forward to joining with you again next week. So love you. Have a beautiful, blessed rest of your day. So bye-bye, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you.